Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. We are up to part 9 of our 2014 AVN voting. I think I'm taking a little longer this time, thanks to some feedback. Speaking of feedback, Roger@RogerViews.com for email, or use the feedback button below where you found this podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Again, if you've stuck around for some of these, you know what we're doing. We're ranking the AVN categories. AVN awards will be passed out next month in Las Vegas. I am lucky enough to vote. Appreciate them for letting me vote and for supporting in these series of podcasts, letting us sort of talk a little bit about the process, let you know what goes into voting. Read off a lot of categories, but you have to understand we have to vote on all these. We rank them 1 through 15 sometimes, and it matters because it's a weighted system. Go back to the first couple. I think I've done a pretty good job of running this down. Not going to do that now. So we'll get started. Go to avnawards.com. And look under nominees, little past halfway, best screenplay. We're going to start it right off. Best screenplay. We've got these broken into best screenplay and best screenplay parody. Daddy's Girls from Girlfriend Films is one of the most original and edgy movies I've seen in a long time. It is fantastic. It is a tremendous script. So is Underworld from Wicked Pictures. I think these are your top two contenders. Underworld is completely unique and very cool and very cerebral. Daddy's Girls is just kind of a kick in the teeth and really impressive. Some other good ones. Temptation of Eve from New Sensations was very good. I like the script for Devil on a Chain. I like the movie better than the script, but the script is also very good. Honestly, though, I think it's those two. I think it's Daddy's Girls and Underworld. Best screenplay for a parody, Breaking Bad, didn't like it much. Clerks, liked it a lot. Liked the script for Clerks a lot. Grease, I like the music better than the script. Karate Kid, I hated. We've talked about that. Not South Park is pretty doggone funny. Wizard of Oz is good. Superman versus Spider-Man was very good, I thought. Walking Dead was also good. I'm going to go with Clerks. Grease maybe as a close second, or Wizard of Oz, but I think the music in those was better than the screenplay. The screenplay for Clerks, I think, was fantastic. That was David Stanley. Other people, let's see who's nominated. David Stanley was also The Karate Kid, which I did not like. So one I liked, one I didn't. Axel Braun, Mark Logan got This Ain't Homeland and This Ain't Star Trek. This Ain't Star Trek 3 was also very good, by the way, as a script. Best sex scene in a foreign shot production. We'll pass over most of that. Although I will tell you that, let's see what's on it. Russian Institute 18, great series, good scene. Also, Savannah's Secret had a Savannah's Secret and Steve Holmes scene that, very good. Best solo release and best solo sex scene. Two Girls, One Camera from Porn Star Empire is a really good series, and very much just here's a girl, here's a camera, and we go from there. I like that series a lot. I Love Big Toys has two movies in this category, 35 and 36. Basically, any time they release one, it gets nominated. It's a really good series. My Gigantic Toys 17 from Devil's Films was also good. Honestly, though, I think Two Girls, One Camera 2 is probably your best option here. Again, like with POV scenes we talked about in the last podcast, best solo sex scene depends largely on how much you like the girl, doesn't it? If, for example, you don't like Allie Hayes, are you going to like the scene from All About Allie? Probably not. I did, by the way. A good scene in All About Allie. Ass Wide Open 2, Lee Alexis's masturbation series. Lee Alexis is pretty flexible and very, very dirty. I liked it a lot. The Annika Albright sex scene from I Love Big Toys 36, I liked quite a bit. Asa Akira from Hollywood Heartbreakers 2, I really like Asa Akira. Maddie O'Reilly, Not the Wizard of Oz. Princess and Single White Female from Jules Jordan. She's still not doing guys, but at least she's doing herself here, which is different. Samantha Saint has a scene in Samantha Saint is Completely Wicked that was good. Also, Danny Daniels, Sexploitation of Danny Daniels, another good solo scene. Best special effects. Barbed Wire was good. Code of Honor was pretty good. Evil Head was good. Iron Man, Man of Steel. Honestly, though, Underworld. I don't think anything was better than Underworld. Star Trek 3 might be close, but it was Underworld. It's just too good. Best specialty release other genre. This is just sort of a catch-all. This is another category. I'll open this question up. Is this even a fair category? Because here's what's in here. ATK Hairy English Girls, ATK Pregnant Amateurs, Deep Cream Pies, Evil BBW Gold 3, Femdom Ass Worship, Gangland Cream Pie, Hairy By Myself, Horny Grandma's Love to Fuck 4, Hot Bush 8, Internal Injections 8, Planting Seeds 3, Pump My Ass Full of Cum 3, Scale Busting Babes 46, Seattle Hairy Girls 69 and 70, and Shane Diesel's Cuckold Stories. So you've got Hairy, you've got Pregnant, you've got Cream Pies, you've got BBW, you've got Femdom, you've got more Cream Pies, more Hairy, Grannies, you've got more Hairy, you've got Cream Pie, Cream Pie, Cream Pie, BBW, Hairy, and Cuckold. You've got a lot of different genres mixed in here, and I think it really depends on the voter's taste. I'm not big on hairy girl videos. I'm really not. So most of those ended up at the bottom of my ballot. It just isn't my thing. It's really hard for me to say this is really good stuff. The BBW stuff that's on here, Rodney does pretty good stuff with Scale Bus and Babes, but the Evil BBW was really good. It's an excellent movie. So I really like that. But then some of the others, like Gangland Cream Pie, that's just your regular Gonzo movie with cream pies. So I think it's tough. I think it's really tough to... And then the same thing I'm looking down below here. In series, same thing. You've got the ATK Pregnance, the BBW's Gone Black, Big Girls Are Sexy, Deep Cream Pies, Evil BBW Gold. So there's BBWs. I Love Big Toys, which is a solo series. Mom's Cuckold, Pegging. So you've got the strap-on stuff, Scale Bustin' Babe, Seattle Hairy Girls, Cuckold Stories, She's Gonna Squirt from Brazzers, and Squirtomania from Porno Dan. So you're looking at, I think too many genres. Now, do we want a best specialty Hairy, best specialty BBW? Probably not, because you're going to have to try and 15 Hairy titles that are any good. You're going to be scraping the bottom of the barrel. By the way, today's Shock Top is the Belgian White. We switched from the Apple over to the Belgian White for tonight. And you will excuse me for drinking while I'm doing this live, but this isn't radio, this is podcasting, so I'll try not to belch in your ear. But I think that's something that I find interesting, is how many of these we sort of combine. And I'm not sure what the answer is. I don't know if we want to separate them. Best Squirting Release, not that interested, to be perfectly honest. Best Star Showcase, I am, though. I love movies that feature one girl. In the olden days, I'd run a Nicky Charm movie from Vivid, and I knew I was going to get 3 or 4 Nicky Charm scenes, which is fantastic. We've switched away so that everybody gets one scene, and I think we've lost a little of that. So compilations and star showcases, I call them star vehicles on my site, but star showcase is great. Really like them. And this one, All About Ally from Vivid, very good. Annika from Heart X, one of my favorite movies of the year overall in any category. Keep that in mind. I Love Christy Mack, really like Christy Mack. The Insatiable Miss Alexis Texas, hard to beat her. Joanna Angel, Kinky Fantasies. Lisa Ann, Can't Say No. Mia and Remy, too, both from Elegant Angel. Samantha Saint from Completely Wicked. Sexploitation of Danny Daniels. Skin from Elegant Angel. And Ultimate Fucktoy, Kennedy Lee from Jules Jordan. Obviously, it's going to depend on how much you like the girl. I don't see anybody on here that I don't like, but for example, I really like Alexis Texas. I really liked the movie that was all Alexis Texas. I really like Annika Albright. I really like that movie. So I think that sort of falls into that category. And all these are good movies. I suppose you could get a star vehicle that, or a star showcase that just isn't that good. These are all good. The Lisa Ann one is good. Not as good, I think, as Annika, I Am Christy Mack, All About Ally, and Kennedy Lee, Ultimate Fucktoy. Those are my four. Best Supporting Actor. I like these. Brad Armstrong in Sexpionage, Dick Chibbles in Not the Wizard of Oz, Xander Corvus in Underworld. He had a small part, but was very good. Dane Cross in Not South Park, Tommy Gunn meant to be, Eric John in Barely Blue Velvet, Marcus London in Divorcees, very funny, by the way, Ralph Long in Homecoming, Danny Mountain, Harvest Moon, Mr. Pete in The Stripper 2, Derek Pierce in Underworld, Anthony Rosano in Not South Park, D. Snoop in Devil on a Chain, T-Reel in Love Boat, and Nat Turner in This Ain't Homeland. There's not one performance here that stands out to me, to be perfectly honest. There's some good ones. Brad was good here. Tommy in Meant to Be. Anthony in Not South Park was funny. T-Real was very funny in Love Boat. I think I might go with either Chibbles or Xander Corvus in this category. Tough one. Some good performances, but none that stand out where you go, that one right there, that's the award winner. Best Supporting Actress, Brandi Anderson was in Not the Wizard of Oz. She was good. Alyssa Branch was very good in Bridesmaids. Might not even notice her. She was very good, though. Chastity Lynn in Clerks XXX. She played Jay. Rather funny. Trinity St. Clair was very good in Grease. Stoya Code of Honor was good. Chanel Preston and Laverne and Shirley. I'm not sure that was a supporting. But, how about Dana De Armand in Orgy University? Dana was fantastic and really deserves award consideration. Shout out to Dana De Armand and how fucking awesome she is and how she deserves awards for all kinds of stuff. So there you go. Dana De Armand, awesome. Somebody retweet this to her and tell her she's being talked about. You're being talked about, Dana, for your acting skills for Orgy University. Best Supporting Actress. There you go. Best Tease Performance. The Annika Albright, scene 3 from Annika. Outstanding. Bonnie Rotten's Hot Body Ink. I really like the way the camera shot her body and focused on, you know, her ink, which is very interesting. Seduction 2 from Elegant Angel, Missy Martinez. Missy Martinez is gorgeous, guys. Wow. Super, super hot. And one of my favorites, though, Sunny Lane, The Stripper 2. Yeah, that one was really good. Okay, you got best three-way sex scenes, boy, boy, girl, 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 boy. Annika Albright's DP scene with James Dean and Ramon Nomar was very good. The Alexis Ford with Seth Gamble and John John from Justin Bieber Fever was really good. I liked it a lot. Tasha Raine with Jordan Ash and Mark Wood from Tasha Raine is Sexy. Really, really good. Allie Hayes, Wolverine 3, also very good. The other way around, Two Girls and a Guy. I Am Christy Mack with Christy Bailey Blue and Tony Rivas. Really, really good. What else? Underworld, the Jessica Drake Asphyxia Noir, Tony Rivas. Sort of a battling anals going on there. Gabrielle Paltrova, Zoe Monroe, and James Dean in Weapons of Mass Destruction was also really good. Best Transsexual Release and Best Transsexual Series. I'll kind of go with the series here. You got America's Next Top Tranny, American Shemale X from Joey Silvera, False Advertising from Third World is kind of... and I did watch these to try and judge them. I think, even though this is not a genre that I'm particularly into, what I was looking for when I judged them was just quality overall. Are they shooting these like their second-tier porn, like they do a lot of BBW stuff? And some of the series definitely do not do that. The Joey Silvera stuff is really high-end stuff. The next Shemale Idol, that series is good. The Shemale Strokers is a long-running series. And then you got Tranny Hookups, Tranny Surprise, Transsexual Babysitters, Transsexual Cheerleaders, Transsexual Prostitutes. You got all kinds of transsexual stuff. And then TS Playground from J-Sin. Just the quality overall has gotten better. There's a lot more of it than there used to be. I still remember when TS porn was in, you know, AVN's gay magazine. So it was considered to be gay porn. And now it's not. And so we've sort of crossed and gotten tough to define with that stuff. Best transsexual sex scene. You've got some with guys, some with girls, some with other transsexual performers. For example, you got Venus Lux with Spencer Fox. You've got Kelly Clare with Katie Summers. Brittany St. Jordan and Ramon. Natalie Fox and Christian. Eva Lynn and Christian. Vanity and Christian. Christian is in a lot of these. So congratulations to Christian. So I think it's interesting. And again, doesn't that, by combining these, doesn't it sort of play into the idea that it really goes with the voter preferences? What if a voter likes transsexual scenes only when the transsexual performer is performing with a girl or a boy or another transsexual? Can you compare them? And I think that's the interesting question. And I wonder how other critics do it. I know a lot of them just don't even bother. And I've done that at times, that there's too many to watch. But for the series, I try and watch to get an idea of what is really out there. Let's go ahead and stop because we've got some major categories coming up. I'm going to go ahead and stop it here. Once again, I am Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. This has been... The latest, I'm reading Twitter. We'll have to go with adding some comments tomorrow. This is the latest podcast, AVN Voting Podcast for 2014. Check out the sponsors, hotmovies.com, sugardvd.com. Any feedback, put it on the page. Drop me a line, roger@rogerviews.com. And tune in tomorrow. We will get into best vignette, best wall-to-wall, best young girl, clever title, and get into some of the big ones. Director, we'll try and move it along a little bit. Thank you very much. Have a great day.